We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Well, well, well. It's a funny thing in the case of Delphi, because there's so much either just evidence that's missing that we've never seen, or we've only seen a version of. And there seems to be a pattern going on here where there's anything that might be remotely exculpatory to Richard Allen. It either is hidden away, it's either gone, or it takes till after the actual trial for us to see what one of the key, and I put that in air quotes for those of you listening to the podcast, pieces of evidence was, doesn't turn out to be all that it was supposed to be. We're talking about the Bridge Guy video. The guy in the video where it's just seemingly unquestioned from day one that this is the killer of the girls. We've never really connected the dots why the guy on the bridge is the one who did the killing, considering it was a warm day, a nice spring, out of season, let's go for a hike type day, so everybody's on this trail enjoying it. But the guy in the video must be the killer. We're going to examine that. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, joining us to discuss. And we'll watch the video here in a moment. I want to get your initial reaction when you first saw this video before we go into too much depth on it.
You know, Tony, the word that comes to mind is just feeling betrayed.
Yeah.
Betrayed. Just as somebody who closely followed this and meaning the prosecution,
yeah.
The prosecution not putting forward the full story. And in fact, in my opinion, changing what the words were that were spoken. And now I see very clearly why the defense said, listen, you can't tell the jury what's being said. Let them listen and decide for themselves. And instead, they lost that motion. And they were allowed to tell the jury, a sworn officer, tell the jury what was being said, which I think would have manipulated how they perceived it. And I couldn't believe it when I saw that video.
You had a sworn officer at the trial, not only basically without any sort of credentials or any sort of real studying this video or breaking it down in any sort of scientific way to try and decipher what was said. He was just telling you his thoughts. And then he also apparently had the wherewithal to tell us that that is Richard Allen, because it looks like him according to him, even though it doesn't look a thing like him. It looks like Ron Logan. And that sounds like his voice. Again, with no scientific basis. But because he's an officer of the law, he introduced it into the court, and then the jury is going to think there's some more weight to that than there actually is, and clearly they did, when all of it is just the opinion of one man. Well, we're going to watch the video here, and it's no longer just the opinion of one man as to what's going on here. If you're familiar with the 4 to 6 second original version of this video, where you just saw a couple frames of this guy on the bridge, and then the words, down the hill, being played at that point in time. Let me tell you what's wrong about that. He never said that at the time where you saw him in the video behind the girls. He's not behind the girls shouting, down the hill. That did not happen. In fact, what you're going to find and you're going to hear in this video is the girls. You're going to hear their actual voices talking about trying to figure out how to get down the hill because that's where they wanted to go. And the guy just kind of passing, going, hey, yeah, down the hill. I think I would say the same thing, too, if I passed two little girls that looked confused as to where they were going and they were trying to find the path for the trail. You'd walk by, hey, oh, yeah, down the hill. Okay, keep walking. That's it. We'll let you be the judge. Here is the clip. This is the Down the Hill video. We're going to play it on full screen if you're listening. Listen closely. If you want to watch it, be sure to check out our YouTube channel, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, and press subscribe if you're there right now so you don't miss it. Here we go. Here's the video. See the girls walking. There's a man in the distance.
See, this is the path that we are down. There's no path going there, so we have to go down here.
Down the hill. But before that, you know, we never heard in court the other kind of curious part to this of there's no path there, so we need to go this way down the hill. The girls are the ones who were on a mission to go down the hill. The guy just says, hey, yep, down the hill. And that's it. Let me ask you this. If I just showed you this video, you knew nothing about this case whatsoever, and I showed you that video, is there anything alarming about that video? Jen.
Oh, apologies. I thought you were just rhetorically asking audience.
At first, I thought I lost you. I'm like, did we lose her?
Oh, no. I've been listening. You've been so engaging. No. Sorry, they're going to have to cut that. No, Tony, this is one. The biggest thing that I pointed out regarding the girls' actions, listen to their voices, look at their actions. It's clear that Abby is having trouble sort of negotiating the end of that bridge. Mm-hmm. She's not running away from the man. We've all been there. You finally get at the very end of this steep, rickety trellis,
yeah,
and then you scamper off at the end. Mm-hmm. And certainly I did hear her say, and it's about 6 or 7 seconds into that clip, as I recall. And she does say, help me. Like, to me, not help me, oh my God, but more like, help me negotiate this trestle. Yeah. When you see her, she's looking straight down. She's not at all focused at anyone behind her. The man behind her is behind her probably a good, I'm going to say, 10, 15 yards.
Yeah.
He is not close to her. When I say that, I mean, he's not in striking distance where she's at all fearful. She's just trying to get over that or across that trestle, in my opinion. And then Libby so calmly and quietly says, oh, you know, there's no path here. We need to go this way. And the part where they said that there was a gun, I broke it down as, and I hope everybody listens. Exact words are that we go down. So she says, this is the path loudly that we can all hear. And then very quietly, she says that we go down.
Not he's got a gun.
They in court said that they said something to the words of that be a gun. That was the language they used. I mean, they are not, you know, who speaks like that? That be a gun?
Did those girls sound like they spoke in broken hick? No. That be a gun there. Like, that's not how they talk. Jesus.
That over there be a gun. No, it's so clear. Exactly what they say is that we go down. So it makes a clear sentence. This is the path that we go down. Mm-hmm. The phone trails away. So her voice trails away. There's no urgency. I just feel betrayed. As I said, I feel like we were misled as to what was really on that. And why didn't they release that whole clip?
Yeah.
You know, when they were 3, 5, 6 years and it had gone so cold, I think it would have been really helpful.
Exactly. Why? There's nothing incriminating about the clip or anything. It's just, why would you not show the whole damn thing? Because there is nothing incriminating on it. And this is the only little thing that they had to throw out to the public to make it look like they were doing something, that they had some sort of lead, because the public is begging for something on these missing girls or these dead girls. What happened here? But if we only show this little bit, it looks a lot more ominous, a lot more scary.
I agree with you. And I can't be, you know, I don't know if, so there's a 30-second delay from where when you hear him say, what he says actually is guys. Mm-hmm. And then Libby says, hi. And then he says, down the hill. Mm-hmm. So there is a 30-second delay, meaning
yes.
Could he have walked 30 seconds at that point and been near where they were at that point? It's possible. What this tells me isn't that this is 1,000% the killer. It doesn't tell me that it's not the killer. It tells me that we still don't know. Was it another voice that said that? Was it his voice that said that? All I know now for sure is the girls weren't afraid at that point, and the girls were trying to go down the hill. Those are the two things I do know.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now, and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.